I'm Ralph Kenny, the author of The Death and Resurrection of the West, Secrets and Biblical Symbols. I'm not a preacher or any sort of professional talker. I'm an ordinary guy with an ordinary job who learned from home study of the Bible symbols why feminine empowerment is part of God's progressive plan. If I can learn it, so can you. Most churches still teach that women should have a lesser status than men. The reason is simple. It's written in the Bible. But we must use discernment when we read the Bible, because the same book also tells how to slaughter farm animals to remove our sins. We know God doesn't want that anymore. The key lies in understanding time periods in the Bible. At the end of each time period, God's religion changes to move our society forward. After Christ died for us on the cross, God's religion changed and we no longer needed the blood of animals to remove our sins. That began the age of the church, which has now ended in turn. As you read the Gospels, you'll find there are many sick people, many mentally ill, and many demon-possessed people when Jesus arrived on the scene. It was a crazy culture. There was lots of religion. It just wasn't helping anyone. Doesn't that sound a lot like today? We have reached the end of another biblical time period. The age of the church is over. We are about to enter a new time period which the old-fashioned, corrupted church is simply not geared to see. Understanding these time periods makes it clear that God's restriction on women's roles is now over for good. I explain these and related prophecies from the Bible in The Death and Resurrection of the West. I ask for a little patience. At the beginning of the book, you'll learn to understand symbols. Then in chapter 9 and thereafter, you'll see how those symbols prove that God has brand new plans for women. The church does not want to know that its influence is over, but for most of us, isn't that reality? The majority of us have either left the church or we never went at all. Now let's look at the church. Don't they have their share of sickness, nervous breakdowns, and other problems, exactly like the rest of us? Our old way of life has come to an end, and we just haven't started the new one yet. The Bible says that women will be the starters. God is going to make all those generations of second-class citizenship up to women now, by putting women in charge of starting his culture over. God is going to cheer you women right up now. He expects you to lead, and you're going to have fun with that. When we understand the Bible's symbols, the Bible becomes an adventure story with real meaning for today, and the church can't see it. So God is now calling new people from outside the church, like you. Many in church believe that all of us who don't want to go to church are going to hell, but the plan of God is more merciful than that. Jesus Christ is going to forgive our sins by the millions right at home. He's going to destroy the truly wicked who oppress us. Then he's going to give us a civilization freer and more advanced than we've ever dreamed. Please forgive me for blowing my own horn. I believe my writings are the most important books of our time for both men and women, because they turn the key in the door between the troubles of today and the peace and prosperity of the coming era. I'm making this talk to interest women because the Bible's symbols make it clear that women will be the first to catch on and teach others. This fulfills part of Christ's promise that many who are first will be last, and the last first. That will sound foolish to the proud, but the Apostle Paul tells us that God has chosen the foolish of the world so that he might shame the philosophic, and God has chosen the weak of the world so that he might shame the strong. And God has chosen the low-born and despised of the world and the poor to depose the possessors of power. So God is not planning to punish you women for changing your roles. On the contrary, he's going to employ women to usher in a new era where there will be fairness for all. God is entirely good. He has a plan to improve our lives. The Bible describes the time we're living in as a period of hassle and confusion between two ages, which we're going to get through and on to good times with a simpler, stronger faith. I invite you to read my books. I believe you will find them hope-filled, sensible, uniquely informative, and entertaining. But above all, they're useful. They set you up safely and independently right away. The death and resurrection of the West gives a whole new slant on God's plan specifically for our modern age, which the great theologians of our day have totally missed. Home Christianity explains how to get God's help and know for sure you've got it without churches or money. Thank you for listening. I know I'm not a dazzling public speaker, but my books contain new information that is very valuable for your confidence in the future.